Well, we just heard some anecdotal evidence to support something that's appeared this week in polls, and that is the rise of Herman Cain. The former CEO of Godfather's Pizza has surprised a lot of people. He may not visit a lot of pancake breakfasts in Iowa or town hall meetings in New Hampshire, but as NPR's Mara Liasson reports, his speeches and debate performances have captured the attention of Republican voters.
The graph on the front page of the Wall Street Journal described the Republican race perfectly. A big X, one line heading down. That's Rick Perry collapsing. The other diagonal line heading up. That's Herman Cain surging. And a flat horizontal line running right through the middle. That's Mitt Romney, steady but unmoving at 23%. Herman Cain told NPR's Scott Simon that his rise was not a case of being the flavor of the week.
If you look at what has allowed me to surge, it is because of the substance and the ideas and the specific solutions that I put on the table.
Cain is polished and folksy, and he has a slogan-ready economic platform. He calls it the 999 plan. That's a 9% income tax rate, a 9% corporate tax rate, and a 9% national sales tax.
It is a bold solution to a crisis we have called this economy. It starts with throwing out the old tax code and putting in this very simple, transparent, efficient, fair, revenue-neutral plan that's appealing to the American public, with people who are finding out who Herman Cain is.
Right now, the consensus view is that Herman Cain is a gifted communicator but not a real contender for the nomination, says the Brookings Institution's political analyst, Darrell West.
He's done very well in debates. He gives a very strong speech. He makes a good, positive first impression, but he doesn't have all the other stuff, you know, the get-out-the-vote effort on the ground, the field organization that typically a winning candidate has.
Cain hasn't even spent much time campaigning in the early states, and although Cain says his fundraising has gone up 20-fold, he still has only several hundred thousand dollars in cash on hand, but Cain says that's not a problem.
President Obama might raise $1 billion to try to get reelected, but the people of this country are going to raise some Cain.
In the New Hampshire debate this week, Cain functioned as a foil for Mitt Romney. Here's a Cain-Romney exchange from that debate, which was sponsored by Bloomberg and The Washington Post.
The 999 plan that I have proposed is simple, transparent, efficient, fair, and neutral. My question is to Governor Romney. Can you name all 59 points in your 160-page plan? And does it satisfy that criteria of being simple, transparent, efficient, fair, and neutral?
Herman, I've had the experience of my life of taking on some tough problems. And I must admit that simple answers are always very helpful, but oftentimes inadequate.
Romney never bothered to take on the substance of the 999 plan. That's because Cain is not a real threat to Romney, says Darrell West.
The more that the conservative part of the field remains divided among several different candidates, the better off Mitt Romney is. His worst-case scenario is a one-on-one fight with a conservative in that race. That's a race that he could lose. But the longer the field stays crowded, the better off he is, because those people are going to divide the vote and allow him to become the nominee.
For now, Herman Cain is serving as a helpful buffer between Romney and the other candidates, particularly Rick Perry, who, unlike Cain, has the money for television ads and a field organization. It will take all of that and more to threaten Romney's path to the nomination. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.